From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. Wall Street is growing increasingly nervous about Brexit. In particular, the level of worry there is increasing about a hard Brexit, a kind of disorganised departure from the European Union. At least that is the conclusion that Catherine McGuinness, the policy chairman of the Corporation of London, has come back with from a recent trip to the US. She joined a small group of journalists at a restaurant in the City of London early on Tuesday to outline the messages she heard from Wall Street. Do excuse the background noise.
We went out as part of our regular engagement with the US. I will be going out, at least twice a year, but probably more regularly. We met with regulators. I think you've seen the list of people we met with, but it was a range from regulators to market participants. We met with ISDA and a number of their members, ISDA, the Swaps and Derivatives Association, and we met with the Treasury. Very interesting. I was out there in April, just before I took up office as chairman. Then there was curiosity about Brexit and what were we getting up to. This time, from those who were involved with our sector, there was concern about the possible implications, the fact that it's taking us under EU27 so long, the fact that this might have repercussions and implications beyond our borders, whether it's just disrupting markets or whether it's more significant than that. And as I say, clear statement that people were not going to take sides, that they were watching and were concerned. I think the fear of I think that's really absolutely right, the fear of a crash out is rising.
Another point that Ms. McGuinness focused on was the interest that the US banks had in the so-called blueprint for a future UK-EU financial services deal that has been proposed by the IRSG lobby group. This is the thing that Mark Hoban, the former city minister, fronts. We've talked about before on the podcast. And this is, as I say, a blueprint which they are hoping, certainly the city is hoping, that the government takes up as a formal policy document or something close to it, and then uses that as a negotiation basis with the EU. Wall Street very much liked this idea, but as Catherine McGuinness explained, she is getting frustrated and they are getting frustrated at the slow progress of turning this blueprint into policy.
I have to say, as with anything on Brexit at the moment, fairly slowly. People who look into it in detail respect the work that's been done, but I think we still have a bit of work to do to get it centre stage.
Both domestically
and in Europe. Right. Yeah.
So it's not been accepted as a blueprint for government policy?
Not yet. As I say, people have been positive. I mean, there are some in government who think that a simpler model might be possible, but I'm not sure that's right. I think there are still some who hope that an enhanced equivalence route might be possible. I think that if we want a really aspirational relationship which works for us and for Europe, then the proposal of a bespoke agreement offering access is absolutely the best way forward. Our biggest concern at the moment is getting transition agreed as soon as possible with sufficient clarity that people can then rely on it, that we need it really as soon as possible.
Finally, among the many topics that Catherine McGuinness covered was the state of UK politics and how frustrating the chaos within government is to the whole Brexit negotiation process.
I think this is a moment when the country needs strong leadership and a clear direction. I think it's quite difficult for a divided cabinet to give that. I think it's very unfortunate that these other scandals have emerged just at this particular moment. And I also think this, as I've said consistently, and as others, Paul Dreschel and so on, have said, although Brexit was plainly a political decision, this is a moment where we need a really strong element of pragmatism in our approach, because we need to look at the damage we're doing to the damage we could do to jobs and the economy. I mean, they are very warm when we talk to them, but we need action, not warm words. The same with the Tone of Florence speech, which was great, and actually it's a little bit more than just warm words, because that has slightly changed the tone of the negotiations and the debate, and that's positive, but we need action, we really need progress. And we need, you will be fed up of hearing about the three T's, the talent, trade and transition, but we really do need to see that.
This is an abridged version of the FT's Banking Weekly podcast, which you can download from ft.com/podcasts.
Hold up. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.